The wolf is howling at Baghdad's door. With Life Hand's one-man Lemons, he builds a church. And a ministry team decides not to let elections get in their way. We'll explain what we mean next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. ISIS is on Baghdad's doorstep. The threat has hearts racing, if not feet, to get out before the violence makes it impossible. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says hopefully Baghdad will hold its own. The alternative is pretty unthinkable.
Where do you go from your capital city? If it falls, where do you go? And so there's a lot of people there, a lot of believers. And there's a lot of non-believers that are just caught up in the crossfire.
BGR teams are responding to the physical needs, but the emotional trauma is pretty severe. Uncertainty keeps the wounds bleeding.
They're just trying to find a place that is safe for their family for tonight. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Uncertainty breeds despair, and that despair often leads to hopelessness.
The gospel plays a huge role because on top of the food and the shelter and the things that come to meet people's need, it actually is the only thing that really gives a hope for the future.
Learn more about how you can help in this crisis by checking the links that we'll provide at our website. This is a pray and give kind of situation because you can make a huge difference. We turn next to Nigeria, where trouble with the militant group Boko Haram is spilling over into Cameroon. Open Doors tells us about a recent connected attack. Their report indicates refugees fleeing the violence are being followed over the border. Nigeria's church leaders are unified in their call for protection from the government. Christians are being targeted for extinction, they say. They're calling for prayer. We've got the full story and prayer requests at our website. Will you join us? This is Mission Network News. The 2014 Missio Nexus Leadership Conference has come to an official end, but MNN's Katie Harth has a few final thoughts to share about the next steps for groups who attended.
Collaboration is definitely one of the major takeaways for each of the groups that came to the Missio Nexus Conference. Joe Hanley of Asian Access explains why it's so important.
There's no way we can do the whole job alone. We need each other. That's the reality of the kingdom of God, and I think that's the way God designed it to be. But unfortunately, many of us just say, hey, it's our way or the highway, or, you know, we got the best thing since sliced bread, so if you can't do it our way, we won't work together.
Hanley shares the ways Asian Access puts this theory into practice at our website.
And that's just one small example of what groups are doing. You know, Asian Access isn't the only one.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, if life gives you lemons, you build a church. At least that's what one man did when rocks were thrown at a church service crowd in Ethiopia. Wilfred Unruh of WorldServe Ministries says of this club owner turned pastor.
And he looked at the rocks and going, wait a minute, the people are collecting the rocks for us to build our church. And so this pastor built his first church from the rocks that people threw at them while they're having their church service. And he thought it was so cool because he didn't have to go collect the rocks. They were all collecting them for him.
Like many of WorldServe's partners, this man is asking what he can do with what he has rather than complain about what he doesn't have.
WorldServe.ca, we gladly lose our flag in order to empower the indigenous people. It's not about us. It's about the work that God is doing there and God allowing us to come alongside of him and just do some amazing stuff. Those are the people that we're looking for.
Read more about this man's story and what WorldServe is doing in Ethiopia at our website. And a ministry in Mozambique is growing by leaps and bounds amid political turmoil. Presidential elections are coming up October 15th. Audio Scripture Ministries has work in Zaizai, one of Mozambique's most politically charged cities. Pray for peace during the upcoming elections and that ASM staff will be protected. Pray also for a new project starting in the Chitiwe language. Get more details and a full report at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available a free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. It's by Peter Danica Sr., who's founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will also encourage your prayer life. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.